understanding food security and food sovereignty. Like poverty, food insecurity threatens to derail human development. Despite efforts made by a wide range of actors, feeding all people remains a challenge. An understanding of the different concepts in relation to the entitlement to food is essential in making the linkages between the different issues. Food security is said to exist when all people, at all times, have physical and economic access to sufficient, safe, and nutritious food that meets their dietary needs and food preferences for an active and healthy life. Conversely, lack of secure access to adequate and nutritious food leads to food insecurity. To achieve food security, four critical dimensions availability, access, utilization, and stability of both availability and access to food is essential. FAO 2006. Food sovereignty, on the other hand, is an essential prerequisite for food security. The concept was defined and brought to the public debate by a grassroots movement known as La Via Campesina at the World Food Summit in 1996. It represents an alternative to neoliberal policies and is based on the principles that recognizes food as basic human right, value for food producers, their knowledge and skills and the need for them to be part of all food-related decision-making, the imperative for agrarian reforms that reinstates control over all resources of production, protection of natural resources, food as a source of nutrition for consumption and not as a commodity for trade or as a weapon to control people, and the need to oppose multinational corporations and agencies that have taken control over global agriculture and food production. Clay's 2013, page 4. The right to food was first recognized as a human right by UN Universal Declaration of Human Rights UDHR Article 25 in 1948, as a part of the right to a decent standard of living. The right to adequate food is realized sick when every man, woman, and child, alone or in community with others, has the physical and economic access at all times to adequate food or means for its procurement. UN Committee on Economic, Social and Cultural Rights CSCR 1999. As an entitlement, there is a binding responsibility on the parts of governments to ensure access to adequate food to all at all times. Globally, about 60% of undernourished people are women or girls. Studies across developing countries have revealed a strong correlation between hunger, malnutrition, and gender inequality. Between 1970 and 1995, a total of 55% of the hunger reduction was attributed to improvements of women's situation. Smith and Haddad 2000 in ADB 2013. The percentage of undernourished may have been more had marginalized sexual minorities and other groups been included in the computation. Access to food and utilization of food are intrinsically linked to an individual's or a community's ability to exercise their agency. This ability may largely be due to income poverty, but it is also linked to socio-economic political structure and systems that keep the majority of people around the world poor and hungry. For instance, gender is a determinant to access to adequate nutrition and food for girls and women, especially within households. Much cited examples of discrimination in household food distribution can be found in South Asia, where a hierarchy prevails in the taking of meals in the house. By this order, adult men eat first, followed by younger men and boys, and then the girls and women. Especially in poor households, since the girls and women eat last, there is very little food left, or the best parts are consumed by the men. For this reason, hunger and malnutrition is higher among girls and women than boys and men in South Asia, IDS 2014. Similarly, choices about the food that is consumed can only be made if people have control over the means of production, land, water, natural resources, and seeds. Many women and men are losing this right and control due to neoliberal globalization, and farmers, especially in India, are taking adverse steps such as suicides because of indebtedness and failure of crops. This phenomenon continues to date Times of India 2015. As per the 2014 Global Hunger Index and the Food and Agricultural Organization's State of Food Insecurity in the World 2014, 805 million people around the world are undernourished/hungry. South Asia faces one of the great challenges in reducing food insecurity, resulting in a population that is unable to lead an active and healthy life. While India is said to have made the steepest absolute decline in GHI scores since 1990 due to progress in reducing undernourishment in children, access to and low levels of utilization of food remains a major problem. Despite improvements in weight, almost every second child in India is said to be stunted, which is another form of malnutrition. Low utilization of food is also influenced by poor hygienic conditions, inadequate water and sanitation facilities, which increase the risk of infection through unsafe handling of food. Another reason cited for poor utilization of food among the poor is the low levels of participation in the Economic Development Process IFTRI 2014, FAO 2014. India has improved its GHI ranking from 63 in 2013 to 55 in 2014, but it still trails behind its so-called economically weaker neighbors Nepal 44 and Sri Lanka 39, and is only marginally better than Bangladesh and Pakistan ranked 57 IFTRI 2014. In A. Page 5. Country that produces food in surplus, malnutrition in the form of micronutrient deficiencies such as iron, vitamin D, calcium and protein, is high. One of the reasons for such deficiencies is the changing agricultural and consumption patterns in India, mainly forced by transnational companies and introduced through government policies. Traditionally, multi-cropping was practiced in India. With the introduction of monocropping and the rice and hybrid varieties by the government to increase yield in production, crops such as millets, pulses, and oil seeds are disappearing from the regular diet of the people, especially the poor. Food distributed via the public distribution system PDS is often poor in quality and does not supplement a healthy and diverse diet. IFTRI 2014, page 33. Anemia is chronic among Indian women of reproductive age, with every second woman 56% being anemic. International Institute for Population Sciences IIPs and Macro International 2007. Iron deficiency anemia is particularly problematic for pregnant girls and women, especially in the cases of excessive bleeding during delivery, which can be fatal or have lifelong disabilities. Poverty and food insecurity are closely linked, especially when food needs to be purchased. It is said that the poor spend up to 70% of their income on food items. Even a small fluctuation in food or fuel prices has an adverse effect on not just the quantity but also the quality of the food consumption. Further, expenditure on food has implications on other expenditures such as health, education, and housing, among others. ADB 2012.